BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Hey, 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 what we doing for it? What we doing for it? Y'all already know what's going on, man. There's no limit, Larry, in the morning, bad house. 46 degrees. Today's high is going to top out near 60. Tomorrow's going to be 71. Sunday is going to be 71. We're in the 70s this weekend, and then back on Monday, it's going to be 70. Tuesday's going to be 69. Whoa, Wednesday. But look, we're getting a little heat wave. I'm going to tell y'all right now, don't go out there snatching y'all clothes off, acting like it's springtime. You're going to come back with what they're calling one of the worst flu seasons in the history of the flu. All right? Don't go out there, snatch your clothes off, acting like cause it's a little warm outside. Go out there and get a little crazy and start thinking it's June. Okay? You're going to come back with that flu. That flu bad out there now. Listen to me. That flu bad out there. Welcome to Friday, and in the madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next up.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up, though?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
Welcome to Friday, y'all.
Welcome to Friday. Let's do it.
All right. Let's go do it. Also in the madhouse with us this morning, y'all say what's up to comedian Bye Bye.
I say good morning.
Everybody in the Doug
good
C.
Good morning.
Hard.
Good morning.
Philip O'Brien.
Good morning.
All the way back to East Mac.
Good morning.
What up, Bert?
What's happening?
High school Friday, man. Basketball Friday night. What going down?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot going on out here, boy.
What game we should pull up at tonight?
Who playing?
But let me tell you. You ready?
Yeah.
Let me pull it up on my phone again because I just clicked out of it. But it's some good games tonight. Cannon is taking on Charlotte Latin tonight. Cannon, yes, your homeboy over there.
Cannon?
Yeah, Cannon. Brad, Jaden?
No, he at Cedric Bear.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, Cannon plays, they play tonight. They play at your boy. They play Latin tonight. That's going to be a big game.
Is that Latin or Cannon?
Yeah, it's at Cannon.
Okay.
West Mac.
Okay.
They play Olympic tonight. Now, this is going to be a good game. Mm. West Mac got a top senior named Paul Tate. That boy over there, ooh, he crucial. And they got a 5'11 kid that can, he jumped over a 6'4 dude the other night. Mm. Yeah, so that game is going to be at Olympic tonight. West Charlotte and Huff going to chop it up tonight, along with Vance and Lake Norman. A lot of people got this one circled on their calendar, but I think Vance going to be, because Vance is playing phenomenal right now. They are knocking people out the box. And a girls game that's going to be tough is Mallet Creek Girls is taking on North Mech Girls. And, you know, anytime North Mech and Mallet Creek chop it up, you know how I go down. But
it's going to be a barn burner.
But the girls, the Mallet Creek Girls, they're 11-1. And North Mech Girls, they are 11-2.
Ooh.
Yeah, so this is going to be a good one for the girls game tonight. Mm. All I can say is get there early. Get there early.
Which one are you putting up on?
I don't know yet. I really like that West Megan Olympic game because I know how that goes because a lot of like the like as far as when it comes to like neighborhood stuff,
mm-hmm.
Some of them boys go to Olympic, some of them but they live in the same neighborhood with some of the dudes that go to West Meg.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow I don't know how it works, but somehow they are. But that's always a good game. And then you know any West Charlotte game is a good game. Then you got Vance taking on Lake Norman, up at Lake Norman. Vance is, like I said, was surprise team of the year, 12-1, mm-hmm. and they've been smashing cats, so it's crucial.
They have no ball.
I don't know.
There's a couple of you got choices now.
You know what I think I'm going to go? I think I'm going to go check out that girls, that Mallet Creek and North Mech, because Mallet Creek boys and North Mech boys both got good teams, too. So I think I'm going to go catch that girls game and go to that boys game, too.
It's going
to
be a full night of good games.
Yeah, full night of good games.
Yeah.
But for your complete list of games, you can log on to power98fm.com. I'm about to post them on the site. So go on there and you can check them out because there's some other games going on, too, that, you know, you can check out your school and see what's popping. And also, get ready for your Madhouse question of the day. That's coming up right around the corner. Right after your inspirational power word of the morning. And that's coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. This is Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. The Bible says,
I'm in my vision, yeah.
About the pitch of 46 degrees. Today's high is going to be right near 60. There's no Larry in the morning madhouse. Good news is, no rain in the forecast until like tomorrow. A little bit of rain in the forecast for tomorrow. Other than that, today weather-wise is going to be beautiful, sunny, and right near 60. You know what time it is, Sonny? Hit that hashtag, MHQOTD, madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about who? Let's talk about who? What? Let's talk about.
And that is being brought to you by the Monarch Room. Pull up at the Monarch Room this Saturday, a.k.a. tomorrow. I'm hosting. Butterfingers going to be there. We broadcasting live for Power Saturdays, 2016 North Graham Street. Go to power98fm.com for more info.
All right. Today's question of the day is, what is the craziest thing someone made you believe or tricked you into doing?
My sister and them used to try to trick me to believing that I was adopted when I was real young. They used to always tell me, "You was adopted."
Jesus, man.
I wish I would have been adopted by some rich white people. I'm just saying.
Philip Drummond?
Anybody with some cash, I would have been all right. But yeah, my sister and them used to try to trick me into believing that.
My brothers always tried to trick me and get me to believe that I had a glass eye.
What?
And it came from, you know, when you take a picture and they have you get the red eye from the flash. There was like baby pictures of me, any baby picture of me or picture of me as a child with the red eye. They'd be like, see, there it is. You can see your glass eye. There it is. It only shows up in pictures. So they tried to get me to believe that I had a glass eye.
How long did you believe it?
I never believed it.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
But they would say that I did, and I cried about it.
You cried about it?
That's what they would say. But I don't.
My brother and I were taking a nap one time. We were asleep, and she came in the room. She sprayed, like, some hairspray in the air so it could look foggy in the room. And she came in there yelling and screaming and made us believe the house was on fire.
My friends did me like, kind of like that. You know how we did you in the car that time, Burpee?
Yeah.
Where you speed up, like you fall asleep in the car with your friends.
Yeah.
And then they speed up real fast and they stop and they started yelling. They my friends got me like that. I guess they tried to trick me into believing we was about to have a wreck. And yeah. I almost jumped out of the backseat.
That's scary, though.
That is scary,
when you're in the car, somebody hit the brakes.
Deep sleep?
Boy.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah, they
y'all got me that one time.
Yeah, we did get Burpee looked up. What happened?
I didn't do all that.
Yes, you did.
Jessica.
Yes, you did.
I ain't do all that.
Don't make
me open my eyes like, okay, guys, what's going on here?
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Burpee, don't make me find these videos.
Got him.
My story, and I'm sticking to it.
Burpee, you almost jumped out of your skin.
Yes, definitely did.
Burpee was scared. I got that video somewhere. I'm telling you I do. I'm going to find it, too. I'm going to find it. I'm going to find
you.
It.
Don't believe you.
I know who got it. Leslie got it. I know Leslie got it. She got all our videos. All right, man, how do they tap in on this question?
Hit us up on our Instagram page, at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am Nola Malary, at I Am Burpee, or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
Nola Malary!
Shine Time Management, the White House, and Power 98 present
$2 Friday on for sure at the all-new White House Ultra Lounge, 4809 Wilkinson Boulevard, Charlotte. Prepare yourself. The dynamic duo returns to Friday night. No Limit Larry and DJ Butterfingers broadcasting live.
Queen City, y'all better get ready. It's going down.
10 till midnight. Come celebrate your birthday in the luxurious VIP with the baddest bottle girls in the city.
How much money you got? A lot.
I woke up a couple mil on my pillow.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hitty shit. No cap.
6:19 here in the Queen City. Time for your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. Jason Momoa fans.
Who?
Momoa the Aquaman.
Oh, okay.
Aquaman.
Say that.
I've got some good. No, folks know who Jason is.
I'm not saying today, though. I'm saying I know. I wasn't speaking about him.
Please know that.
About me.
I've got some good news for you, ladies.
Oh, okay. Well, let me shut up.
If it's not, there's an adult coloring book that features the actor. The coloring book was number one on Amazon's new releases in the comics and coloring books for grown-ups category. It's called Crush and Color Jason Momoa. And it sells for about $10, $9.79. Now, if you're not a Jason Momoa fan, which I don't know why you wouldn't be, that man is gorgeous. don't worry. Keanu Reeves, The Rock, and Idris Elba will all be getting their own coloring books very soon. So, do you all do the coloring books?
No, Jessica.
You don't?
No. No, Jessica.
Okay. I do. I have adult coloring books.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I play games on my phone.
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
That's what I did the past time.
I play games at home on my PS4.
Okay.
The past time.
Thanks, Lee.
Well, yeah. Jason Momoa fan with his foul. Woo, Shaq, he's so gorgeous. All right. I'm just Jessica, the girl next door. That's your nosy neighbor.
Jessica don't get no creep point.
Yeah.
Jessica don't get no creep point.
Mm. No, because it's not. It's
whatever.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Quickie.
Tell that.
If I said I want the.
If you wonder what?
We don't say that. We just say, we just talk about how gorgeous some of these women are. That's all we say.
Cap.
Whatever. It's that YFN Lucha, Trey Songz, All Night Long. Coming up, you already know what's going down inside your madhouse. We got your madhouse classy throwback on the way for you. It's Pod 98. Soon as I get No Limit Larry, the morning madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. 6:24 minutes out to 6 o'clock. Coming up, we got your madhouse classic throwback. That's gonna drop right around 6:31 this morning. Find out what classic throwback we dropping on y'all this morning. But make sure y'all hit the hashtag right now. Hashtag MHQOTD. That's right. The hashtag madhouse question of the day, which is what today, Miss Jessica.
We want to know what is the craziest thing somebody ever tricked you into doing or made you believe.
And I said, my sister, she used to try to trick me into believing that I was adopted. That a lady left me somewhere on the side of a street and they adopted me. And I was adopted into my family. I was like, well, why y'all pick me? Why I couldn't have been adopted by a rich white family or somebody?
My brothers tried to convince me that I had a glass eye as a child, that I was born with a glass eye. And they did it by using the pictures of me as a child with, like, the red eye. They were like, see, there it is, and it only shows up in pictures. They traumatized me.
My sister mean. She sprayed this hairspray in the air, make the room look foggy, and then just came in the room yelling and screaming while my brother and I were asleep, saying the house was on fire. We ran outside with nothing on.
Man, we did some bad things as kids,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. I know Shaq got one.
I don't think I ever tricked
Jessica, you done tricked some people.
No, I don't think I've ever tricked my siblings.
You done tried to trick us before.
No. I've definitely pulled pranks. I definitely pulled pranks. That's. But I don't think I've ever did it to my siblings.
You know the craziest one I remember that y'all tried to pull? On Nate Quick, a long time ago, former radio personality, y'all tried to trick Nate Quick.
No. Not tried. Well, we did.
Y'all tricked Nate Quick into believing that you and Church Boy
were dating. Church Boy went on a date.
That was so funny.
I came in here and I told Nate that I went on a date with him, and then I started dogging him. I was like, but he cheap, and he corny, and he's like this. And he was like, oh, you don't like him. And I was like, no.
He was so funny.
You need to do it again. And then Church Boy came, and he was like, oh, I like her so much. It was such a... Nate felt so bad.
He was turning red and everything. I remember we used to steal Nate Quick car keys, and we used to go move his car.
Oh, no.
And then the station used to be in Concord. So he came outside and his car was gone. He thought that somebody really stole his car. We let him think of it for like an hour. And he was like, I'm going to get home. I was like, oh, no.
I used to, my old boss at the Y. Mm. Oh, man. I used to get him. So, and I stopped when I put a note on his car with a plastic note that said, if you just tell me who she is, I'll stop messing with your car. Because for every day for a couple of weeks, his tire was messed up. His tire was going flat. And so I put a note on his car that said, if you just tell me who she is, I'll stop messing with your car. And I watched him walk out to the car. He read the note and he put it in his pocket and he never said anything about it. And I was like, ooh, maybe I took it too far this time. I never played another joke on him again.
Shark, I know Shark got one. Our producer, DJ Shark. What you got, DJ Shark?
Oh, man, this is a tough one. Graduation day, my classmate came pick me up. Said, man, let's go to the mall. Graduation was at 2 p.m. that day. He come pick me up. Oh, granny gave me the car. Fleetwood Brown. Ooh, that thing was pretty. We riding down the road. Police pull us over. Man, the car was stolen. Boy, I missed graduation. That's why I take this school thing serious. So I'm graduating this year, and I ain't never walking across the stage. But this year, boy, I'm cutting up.
Ain't none of my cars stolen.
Hey, I already got it planned. I'm catching lift.
Tap in to No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse.
Hey, what? Can you hear me now?
Don't live in Larry the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Outkast right there. So fresh, so clean. High today is going to be right near 60. Yep, leaving out the house right now. 47 degrees. It's going to be a warm weekend. Weekend, you're going to be in the 70s. Yes, I am telling y'all, it's going to be in the 70s today, tomorrow and Sunday. But listen, don't y'all go out there snatch y'all clothes off acting like it's springtime. You're going to come back home with that flu. Real quick, inside the madhouse, we just got the story that broke late last night. And the story goes that a lawmaker in Vermont is trying to pass a new law where he's trying to make it where you have to be over the age of 21 to have a cell phone. A Vermont legislator has introduced a bill to ban anyone under the age of 21 from using a cell phone. And the bill is actually growing legs. It hasn't passed any part of the law, but it is definitely on the books. He's definitely trying to get it put on the books.
Well, he says that in the bill it says offenders could get a year in jail and $1,000 fine. Mm. And it's the legislation hopes to prevent bullying and reduce traffic accidents that are caused by teens distracted by their phones. But the person that introduced this bill says, like, he doesn't think it's going to pass. He said he wouldn't even vote for it.
But he introduced it. What's
so?
Go ahead, Bert.
So what was the point?
I guess probably to bring awareness to it. You know, sometimes you do the extreme.
Maybe somebody
and then
else
sort would. Of water it down and things like that to get something passed and approved.
I mean, well, hell, look, Donald Trump ran for president. Nobody thought he was going to win, and look what happened. So you never know. Something like this could pass in Vermont. I don't know.
And people are talking about
it. Yeah, and they definitely talking about it. And like I said, the bill is growing legs because now that he's brought awareness to it, he's got people thinking like, this might make some sense.
You can't be no leader and you ain't got no conviction in what you're doing.
He should have left that part out.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to pass. Well, you'll never be the president.
What do y'all think, Madhouse Nation? Would y'all vote for a bill like this? Would y'all vote for a bill that banned the use of cell phones for anybody under the age of 21, especially if they're driving? Well, you don't supposed to use them when you drive anyway, for the most part. A lot of states already have where you can't actually be holding your cell phone. You have to be on your Bluetooth if you're driving. So
hands-free.
Yeah, you got to be hands-free. So would y'all ban the use of cell phones for anybody under the age of 21? 570-WPG, let us know. What you got on the real quick, Burt? Would you vote?
No.
Yes or no?
No.
Jessica?
For this legislation and what it's saying, no, not this. But I do think that they need to put some type of regulation around youth and their cell phones based off of screen time and things like that. I think it needs to be monitored.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they could do something. I don't know if I would actually vote for this the way it's written right now, but
especially 21.
Yeah. 21 is, yeah.
Like 18, I'm going
maybe
off to college.
I don't know about 21. 570-WPG, what y'all think, man? 21. Next? 21.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m. with no limit.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. 47 degrees today. High is going to be right near 60. It's going to be a warm weekend too, with highs in the 70s all weekend long, with a slight chance of rain on tomorrow and then the Sunday. Just a beautiful day, right around 71 degrees. We were talking about this bill that they're trying to pass in Vermont. Legislator trying to get this bill put on the books, saying that he wants to ban anyone under the age of 21 from using cell phones. Madhouse Nation, y'all gonna vote for this bill or no?
I'm gonna say hell nah. Because you can't ban technology, man. I mean, it's inevitable, man. They're gonna find a way around it anyway. They're gonna do it anyway, but they need to figure another way out. But I say no.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. In the age of everybody in society starting to go crazy, them kids and everybody else need to have their phones anyway, because sometimes that can make a difference in saving lives or not.
Good morning. Nah. It's something should be placed, but not that.
No, that's dumb. There's a lot of kids that need to, get at their parents and stuff, you know, and they 21? No, that's too much. They try to make everything 21 so they don't got to worry about nothing like that anymore. Yeah, you just throw it all under 21. That's stupid.
Well, it was breaking this morning, so we let y'all hear about it. Y'all look like y'all ain't buying into that one, Madhouse Nation, and y'all like, mm-mm. So what type of ban would you place on a cell phone if you could place a ban on cell phone use? What type of ban would you place, Burt?
What type of ban on a cell
like
phone?
Like for somebody like underage, maybe, like what kind of ban would you try to place on? I think technology is so developed now. Mm. I think as a parent, like you could put an age restriction in it. You could put an age restriction in the phone, and then the cell phone company could shut a phone down at certain times. So like, you know how you enter your age on when you have to, like if you start a YouTube account. Mm-hmm. You have to enter your age. Right. So they could create something where a parent could set up on the phone, bam, and you set the phone up as the parent, and you could tell the phone that the child is underage, and then the cell phone company can shut it down at a certain time and like that. I think they could develop something like that.
I think they should put a lockbox in the cars.
A lockbox?
Yeah, like you put your cell phone in that thing while you're driving, and while the car is in drive, it locks automatically, and you can't touch it. You can't get it out.
Mm. That might be dope. That might be dope. Jess, you got something on that?
I agree with both of you all. You know, like they have like the jitterbug for older people.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they can get a baby bug for the younger people.
Not a baby bug.
Jitterbug. Well.
Yeah. And figure out some types of ways to sort of monitor that. I think that it's going to be hard. Kids nowadays are so savvy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it really involves more than the government coming in and placing some regulations on this. I think it also goes back to homes. Like, the parents have to come in and sort of regulate this use and what goes on with it. There's some websites that I just don't think children need to be on.
Yeah, I'm just not even talking about websites. I'm talking about phones. When you get a new phone or you get a new iPhone or whatever, you have to set the phone up.
So I think
you can create something where the parents just set the phone up and they can put age restrictions into the phone and the kids can't get in it because you create a pin or something like that.
Yeah.
That might be something they need.
Yeah, I agree.
Sean, we can't develop this technology or something we can get paid.
That ain't my line of work.
Alicia Keys, Miguel 21 Savage, Show Me Love, it's 598.
Ain't even gotta be Valentine's Day, I'ma still leave some roses by the tub.
Another Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Plug for New Hip Hop and R&B, 7:08, 8 minutes out to 7 o'clock. It's time to let y'all shine. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to yo daddy!
Yeah.
We just want to spread positivity in the negative world.
Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Good morning. Who this here, though?
Top of the morning, man. It's Dre Gibbs.
What up, bro? You got somebody you want to let shine?
Most definitely, man. I just want to let some good sunshine on my daughters, Zayla ZZ's, and all my SMM brothers, man. We blessed.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine? Morning. Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hola. Hola. Hello, who you gonna let shine?
I'm calling to let my daddy shine. My daddy.
What's
today
your
makes his 4-year anniversary that he's clean. And I just want to let him know that I'm greatly, really, really proud of him. And keep going, daddy.
Keep going,
that's
daddy.
Awesome.
Take it one day at a time, one step at a time.
Shine on me, shine on me, shine on me, shine on me.
Power 98, good morning. You letting somebody shine?
Yes, sir. I'm going to let my daughter Faith Moore shine over at North Mech High School in Huntersville.
She's been driving all week. It's her first time driving. So she's done a great job all week, and she's on that app where she cannot talk on the phone and drive or text.
I know that right.
Okay.
Keep that baby safe. Shine on me. Shine
on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Good morning. I'm letting my cousin Lakeisha Coleman shine. It's her birthday, like, bam, turn up. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
All right, I'm going to let everybody going out to the Martin Luther King Celebration Weekend shine because it is going down next weekend. You know, it's going to be a whole host of events, including a parade next Saturday. I'll be hosting that. And then Monday, we got the Martin Luther King Prayer Breakfast. That's going to be off the chain. So log on to power98fm.com for more details and all your details on the MLK Weekend. Miss Jessica's on the way with your Nose and Neighbor News.
Every cup of Circle K coffee is ground in the...
Y'all know it.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
719 here in the Queen City. Coming up, I've got your Nosy Neighbor News. Got an update on what's going on with Joycelyn and Oz Riel, R. Kelly's girlfriends. Bill Cosby is appealing. Got details about that. One of our favorite television shows is headed back to TV. I'm going to let you know when and what show that is. Eminem has a lot to celebrate. Got details about that. Drake. Drake has something new. What does Drake have?
Not a baby. He got a new baby he about to tell the world about. I don't know what his name is, but he's about to tell y'all about it, the new baby.
Okay.
An island. He bought an island.
Find out what Drake got. Coming up in your Nosy Neighbor News.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Tell that.
Here's music from Leighton Green. Leave Him Alone here on Charlotte's Club, Power 98. Going on, Nosy Neighbors. It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Friday, January 10th, being brought to you by the MLK Prayer Breakfast. You can join Power 98 on January 20th for the 26th annual MLK Prayer Breakfast. Is going down at the Charlotte Convention Center Crown Ballroom. Doors open up at 7:30 a.m. and the program begins at 8. For more information, log on to our website, power98fm.com. Remember yesterday when I told you all about R. Kelly's girlfriends, Joycelyn and Oz Riel, getting into a fight in his Chicago condo? Well, Joycelyn has been charged with a misdemeanor count of battery. As far as Oz Riel, well, she says that she wants to work with the feds with their investigation into R. Kelly, but she's nervous. She's lied to the feds a lot, and she signed an NDA with R. Kelly, so she's worried about the legal repercussions. We'll see. Bill Cosby has asked the Pennsylvania High Court to review his sexual assault conviction. Bill thinks that the case against him went to trial, even though an agreement with prosecutors had been reached that wouldn't go to trial. His team also has issue with a number of witnesses that took the stand against the comedian. The Pennsylvania State Supreme Court doesn't necessarily have to hear Cosby's latest appeal. We'll see how this one plays out. It's been way too long for the return of the hit TV series Atlanta. However, you can expect to see the show next year. Atlanta has been granted a second and third season on FX. You can expect to see the first batch of episodes in January of 2021. Congratulations to Eminem. The rapper is the best-selling male artist of the decade based on pure album sales. He released 4 albums over the decade and sold a total of 14 million albums. That was enough to earn him the award. Now fans are waiting for his next project, and his buddy 50 Cent said that it is coming very soon. Yo. 2020 is getting off to a rough start for Black China. Her landlord is accusing her of skipping out on her $16,000 a month rent a couple of times and trashing his $4.7 million home. He also says that China moved out of the house 4 months before the lease was up. So he has filed an $80,000 lawsuit against her. Now, the case has gone to court and the judge found that the landlord's paperwork was incomplete. He ordered him to come back with the correct documents and then a ruling will be issued. Drake is adding to his jewelry collection. The rapper just dropped over $1 million on a customized heart-shaped necklace. It took several months to make, and it has over 100 carats in it. If you want to see a picture of it, I have it up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. And speaking of Drake, make sure you keep it locked because coming up right after the Nosy Neighbor News, I got new music from Drake and Future. It's called Life Is Good. We the plug, and we are dropping it first for you. Happy birthday to George Foreman. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Watch it all fall out. Pull it up, that's how we fall out. That's how we fall out.
Damn. That's how we fall out. Love you, Larry, the morning madhouse. 7:39, 21 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Your money word is coming up at 8 o'clock. Your chance to win $1,000 in cold hard cash. 47 degrees. Today's high is going to be right around 57 today. And, of course, you got to hit the hashtag MHQOTD, Madhouse Question of the Day, which is what today, Miss Jessica?
We want to know, basically, has someone pulled a prank on you? Did they trick you or get you to believe something? What was it? Who was it? Give us all the details.
And I told y'all, I said my sister used to try to trick me into believing that I was adopted, that I was left on the side of the road and the family adopted me.
And my brothers told me that I was born with a glass eye.
And my sister tricked us into thinking the house was on fire and that we was about to die.
And we tricked Burpee into believing that he was about to die in the car one time.
We did.
No, it wasn't that bad.
Burpee, stop lying to the people, man.
It wasn't that bad.
Yes,
I mean, y'all did it.
And what happened?
But it wasn't that bad.
Okay. If you want to tap in on this conversation, man, go on and hit me on my Instagram page at I Am No Limit Lair.
And me at Hey Miss Jessica.
And I am at I Am Burpee.
Or you can leave it on our voicemail at 704-227-8780. All right. It is time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Mad.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind.
Larry Mad has been brought to you by $2 Fridays at the White House tonight. It's definitely going down. We got them $150 VIP tables, free admission to midnight. You already know Butterfingers in the building. I'm in the building. 4809 Wilkinson Boulevard. Come join us for $2 Fridays tonight at the White House. We all the way up in it. Hashtag Larry Mad. I had one, but I had to switch it up after I saw this. Larry is mad at whoever is supposed to be the proofreader for Yahoo Finance. Yahoo Finance, you know, on the site, yahoo.com, they got different sections. So Yahoo Finance is putting out this post. It was supposed to read, Donald Trump is looking for a bigger army. That ain't what it read, though. The post read, Donald Trump is looking for an N-word army. Navy, that's right, Navy, not army, it was Navy. Donald Trump is looking for, I'm going to just go on and say it. Donald Trump is looking for an N-word army.
Navy.
That's what the post read. I am mad at whoever is supposed to be proofreading before you put something on the site. Mad at that point, one. And then two, it stayed up for 45 minutes. It was up for about 45 minutes before somebody went on there and said, oh my God, we really posted this. Oh, no, it's too late. Black Twitter got it. Everybody got it. Everybody seen that y'all said Donald Trump is looking for an N-word Navy. Boy, listen, the memes that have come out about this are hilarious. And I can see how they made the mistake, because if you look at the computer, you look at your keyboard, the B and the N are side by side. So I can see they probably was typing fast and they hit the N instead of hitting the B.
But you know what?
my autocorrect does not allow that word to be typed on my phone.
Not on the phone, but on the computer, Jess, we don't know. Mm-mm. We don't Mm-mm. know on the computer. Mm-mm. Go try to type it on the computer and see if it lets type it on the computer.
You can do it.
And yeah, you can do it on the computer.
But see, they probably was typing on the computer, so I let them do it. And but you know, websites like, you know, Yahoo, they got proofreaders, they got editors. So somebody would sleep on their job. That's all it was. Somebody would sleep on their job. They wasn't doing their job. It's out there now. We know Donald Trump wants the Navy. That's what he want. He want the, that's what he want, Burton. That's what he want. We already know. I think they meant to put it out there. I think that's how they meant to put it out there. That's what I'm going with. Hit the hashtag and see what else I've been mad about. Hashtag Larry Mad. Donald Trump want a Navy.
Knowing him, he might have said it for real.
He probably did.
Don't live it, live it. Are you ready to lose your...
598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Incognito got you live in the kitchen on a Friday in the mix. Yeah, kind of cloudy out there. Today's high is going to be right near 56, 47 degrees on your way at the house right now, and it's time to get burpee stouts.
Let's get in, get out, Larry. It's Friday. It's the weekend, and Saturday is already here in my mind. You got to do something different in 2020, Larry. Do something different in your relationship.
Yeah. Nice.
Whether you're dating or whatever it is you're doing, do something different. Fellas, if you're dating you a nice little lady, take her to a nice restaurant. Mm-mm. Have the table all laid out, reservations made. Eat you a nice dinner. Go to Ruth Chris. What's the other one? Del Frisco. Mm. Sullivan's. Mm-hmm. Steakhouse. Take her somewhere nice. Mm-hmm. Let her eat all whatever she wants. Eat all that food. Then get up and run the hell out of the restaurant. If she come behind you, she is down for the cause. That is
that's the one right there.
That's the one right there. You want to keep her. You want to keep her if she down with you. Now, it ain't just for the fellas doing something for the ladies. Ladies, you can do the same thing. Do something different in 2020. Randomly text the dude you talking to out the blue. Text him, I'm late. Just randomly text him, I'm late, and see what his response is. This will let you know if he down for the cause. Now, if he texts you back, he said, well, what you want to do? Leave that Negro behind. He don't want nothing to do. But if he texts you something sweet, you know, I'll be there regardless of what the situation is. But then you send that third text back and say, well, I'm just running behind from work. See, all you wanted to do was get his response to see what he was going to say. Switch it up in 2020. Even when you're doing the nasty, Larry, uh-oh, when you're doing the nasty, switch it up in 2020. Don't be doing all the dirty talking and the, okay, everybody, y'all watch Pornhub. We all know who that is. Everybody be trying all kinds of, people do. Oh. They be trying to lift their woman up and falling. It don't work for everybody. You can't lift up every woman. Somebody bone structure ain't set up the way they are. I don't do push-ups every day. I'm not going to pick you up. I might lift you a little. I'm going to grab you by your lower waist, hug you real tight, and get you off the ground a little bit. I might do that. But this is how you spice it up, Larry.
Mm-hmm.
Use real spices.
What?
Use paprika in the bedroom. See what happens.
You know what I mean? Sprinkle peanut on me. Not gonna
get some sweet peppers in the bath in the bedroom and see how she reacts.
And that was some Lyra seasoning salt.
Some Lyra. Get the little lady with the umbrella on the salt. Get that in the bedroom and see what happens. If she down for the cause, that is a keeper. You keep her in there.
Lemon pepper, my baby.
Lemon. I want me a lemon peppered booty. That one.
Think about it.
What you thought?
Y'all know.
Man, these folk got to hit his no cap.
8:24 here in the Queen City. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. Nosy Neighbors, go ahead and mark your calendar for Friday, January 17th. Not only will we be getting the third installment of the legendary Bad Boys trilogy, it's called Bad Boys for Life, but we're also going to get the soundtrack for it. Some of the featured artists include Meek Mill, City Girls, Rick Ross, Rich the Kid, Bryson Tiller, and Lil Jon.
Lil Jon back.
Mm-hmm. Lil Jon.
Okay.
Lil Jon is on it. Along with
it's
more.
It's time to call the police. It's time to call the police.
Let her finish the story, Larry. Calm
down. Okay.
Oh, I'm trying to imagine what Lil Jon gonna do on the soundtrack.
Okay. Well,
let it come out.
It's Pitbull and Lil Jon for that one. It's called Damn, I Love Miami.
Oh, yeah, because
I have the full track listing up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica so that you all can check that
out. What?
January 17th, go ahead and mark your calendar.
Jesus.
Do it one more time.
What?
I miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your nosy neighbor.
And speaking of real quick, speaking of Bad Boys 3, we got those tickets for you to check out the movie early coming up for you in Black Smart. So there keep it locked in.
I
want
to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Quickie!
Coming up next inside the Madhouse, find out what's popping this weekend. We got your weekend haps.
Shine Time Management, The White House, and Power 98.
Like this, for like, you know, the sophisticated ratchet, you know, the ones that go to work by day, then, you know, dance in the mirror by night.
Pot 98 WP, G, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B is Nolan Larry, Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's on the baby, putting that bop in it. High today in the Queen City is going to be right near 56, 47 degrees right now. Let's find out what's popping for the weekend.
It's the weekend. Hands up for the weekend. It's the weekend.
Y'all know what's poppin', boy. Me and Butterfingers gonna kick it off for y'all tonight, but we're gonna be all the way up in it at the White House. $2 Fridays, man. Pull up with myself, DJ Butterfingers, 4809 Wilkinson Boulevard. And then tomorrow night, you wanna get it poppin' in the club, you gotta get it poppin' at the Monarch Room. That's Butterfingers. And Burpee gonna be there this week.
Come on now.
Also going down, shameless plug, man. Grits and Biscuits in town this weekend?
Yeah,
in town tomorrow night.
Is it sold out?
It's always sold out.
Yeah, it's always sold out. But if you're trying to catch it, you can get some of them scalp tickets. You can go check that out. There's some big suspect. I'm telling you, that's the only way you're going to get in now.
But unless you know the plug.
Unless you, Burpee, you the plug?
No.
That's what's popping on my side for this weekend. Jessica, what you got?
All right. We are helping to stop human trafficking with Circle K. That's going down today from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. at the Circle K, 7010 University City Boulevard. Going out there. More information about that is on our website, power98fm.com. And you can catch me this Sunday around 7:50 on Fox News, giving you your weekend edition of the Nosy Neighbor News, Fox 46.
It's always dope.
Y'all know I like going to the movies. I was talking about the movies. There are a couple movies that dropped this weekend. That war movie, 1917, mm-hmm. that drops. I do want to see that. Like a Boss, Tiffany Haddish and Salma Hayek. That movie drops today also. And Just Mercy with Jamie Foxx and Michael B. Jordan. That movie is officially out in theaters on today. So if y'all trying to go on a date, little date night or whatever, you know what I'm saying, go on, take your little shooby-dooby to the movie. Huh?
Thank you. All right. Sharp, what we riding to this weekend?
And y'all know where y'all can find me on 485 blowing that CBD. You know what I'm saying? First of all, I got to send a big shout-out, RIP Fifth Ward Weeby.
Fifth Ward Weeby.
New album's coming out today, Moneybag Yo, Time Served. Little Baby,
fire. Huh? It's fire.
Yes, sir. I was up all night. Little Baby, Something to Prove, and a new single from Drake and Future called Life is Good.
Yeah, we already dropped it.
Yeah, Quando Rondo, Cute Pac.
Yeah.
And I got one for you, Larry.
Cute?
TLE Cinco. I don't know where he's from, but he's going.
Okay.
And Uncle Myrtle, you know, he always dropped one at the beginning of the year, Don't Come Outside. And Red Man, he dropped one.
Red Man, baby?
Yeah,
Red
three
okay,
joints.
For the hip hop heads, for the.
That's all I got.
All right, there it is. And in the building, man, you want to get some education this weekend. It's my guy. He's in the building. He runs Queen City STEM Academy. He's got a big event going down this weekend. Kyle King is in the building. What's up, sir?
What's up, man?
Tell him what you got.
How's everybody going?
Man, good, man. What you got popping this weekend?
So we have the Blueprint Conference and Educators Vision Plan. So what this is we're trying to help over 100 educators create that life that exceeds their current reality.
Mm.
So mental health, financial literacy, networking strategies and how educators can redefine their purpose. You cannot impact 100% of a student if you are only 65% there.
Mm.
So our students are not motivated because our educators are depleted. So we are providing them with the strategies, the methodologies, and the tricks for 2020 to not just advance our educators or not just our students in the classroom, but advance our educational system in the next decade.
You know what? This is the first time I've heard of a conference that actually focuses on the educators. Mm-hmm. This is so dope. So when is it going down tomorrow?
Yeah, so it's January 11, 2020 at 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Wells Fargo Learning Center. The event currently is sold out, but you can find more information about the next event at blueprintclt.com.
And so you're going to do it again. You're going to make this like a series.
Yes. In November 2020, we will be selling out an arena. November 2020, 2021, we're focusing on selling out the Spectrum Center.
Okay.
Oh, wow. That's I don't know what you running for, but you sound like you running for office.
Now, Cal is an educator,
he got me ready to vote
he's
right
a good
now.
Dude, man. He's a good dude.
Right
and
now, I'm just
he's
running
the best
behind
our, kids. Yeah.
Our educators so that we can focus on advancing our students.
That's what I'm talking about. Anytime somebody say the year, they want somebody to vote for them. In 2020.
What do you feel is the biggest thing that depletes our educators right now?
I mean, if you think about it, we have the weight of students, mm-hmm. The trauma that our students face, the weight of our parents, the weight of testing expectations, the weight of governmental expectations. And it should be not only an ethical responsibility to provide our students and our teachers with resources, but also a federal responsibility to provide more for our resources. Mm-hmm. We can't expect our students to be the next generation of doctors, engineers, and compete with the global economy if our teachers don't have the resources in the classroom to being able to do that. Mm. So education is much more than just content material.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be prepared holistically, and this event is a holistic approach to being able to prepare educators at home so they can advance our students in the classroom.
It's really dope because sometimes people think of teachers as just being in that classroom and teaching and that's it. But they do so much more. They're a counselor, their mama, their daddy, their friend, their teacher, their everything. So this is great to be able to give teachers these tools. And for the teachers that are out there that are listening, you have to stop and focus on yourself.
Right.
You have to stop and take a minute and focus on yourself. Because like you said, if you're not fully full, you can't pour into our kids in the classroom the way that we need you to.
What are some of the things you're going to be discussing at the conference tomorrow?
That's a great question. So one of our presentations, the first presentation, is how to leverage 21st century leadership for 22nd century impact. So how can you be what you need to be now so that you can impact not just this generation, but for the next generation? The next presentation is uncompromising self-care. So a lot of educators believe that, oh, we have grades, we have all of these different things, and I don't have time, but you have to make time for yourself. Mm-hmm. And you have to learn how to shut it down before your body shuts you down. Another presentation is money matters. So how can you leverage your $40,000, your $50,000 a year
mm-hmm.
and be able to invest in that real estate project, be able to go on that vacation, be able to live in that house that you need to? So it's a holistic approach. You cannot be an inspiration for your students if you don't feel inspired when you get at home. Mm. So we want to be able to give our teachers the resources and that foundation where they come to school and they're happy, they're whole, because that will really impact our students even more in mm-hmm. the classroom.
My man, Kyle King, you run Queen City STEM Academy, by the way.
Yes, sir. I'm one of the administrators there.
His name is Kyle King, and he approves this message.
Hey, man, that's what's popping this weekend. We got to bring Kyle back, man, because Kyle is heavily invested in our kids, man. And anytime you got somebody who's like that, you got to bring him back to, you know, let him. We might let you do a conference on the radio. Charlotte's plug, man. It's Power 98.
No limit.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart?
Pod 98 WPEG. Good morning. Who there?
I got Miss Macy.
What up, Miss Macy?
Macy,
how you feeling?
Good morning, y'all.
We're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you can get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need your hood black card, all right?
Okay.
What? Kick it off, Burger.
All right, I need you to do this for me. Finish the lyrics to the Bad Boys theme song, the way they sang it in the movie. Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
He'd be like, dun, dun, dun. I don't know what they say.
Are you gonna take
like that? That's what he was like.
They made up their own words. You're right. I take it. I take it.
Okay. You say you're gonna take it. All right. Jessica, what you got for?
I need you to tell me what is the name of the actress that played Martin Lawrence's sister in Bad Boys 2?
Gabrielle Union.
You are correct.
You want your third question for GP, or you just want to go on and take your tickets?
I don't know. If I do the third one, I still get the tickets?
Yeah, you already won.
You already get the tickets.
All right, but yeah, let me do it.
In the movie.
In the what?
In the movie.
Say it one more time.
In the movie.
All
right. In the movie, Bad Boys 3, what city were they in? What city did they work in?
Of course, Miami. Come on now.
Miami, yo. We just want to make sure you was always black, smart, bad boy style.
You win.
We are are giving you passes to see the advanced screening. You get to see it before it hits theaters.
I'm going to be there.
It's going down this Tuesday. You got to tell everybody what station hooked you up with these passes, baby.
Power 98.
I'm going to buy you popcorn, all right?
Latest news and celebrity gossip.
Yeah.
And find out more about the artists we just have to say.
Another Larry the Wonder Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Your Madhouse question of the day: the hashtag MHQOTD was what today, Miss Jessica?
We wanted to know what's the craziest thing someone made you believe or tricked you into doing. Now, what is Courtney doing? Said my sister used to tell me that I didn't remember being a baby because when I was born, I was 4 years old. That is hilarious. And then Shatara said, my cousin had me thinking that Pick Up 52 was an actual game. My mom stopped me right when I was about to start picking up all those cards.
Big Todd said, boy, I got tricked by the police one time. They sent me a letter in the mail, said I won something, and when I got there, they locked me up.
Wow.
I know somebody that happened to my cousin. That happened to one of my cousins, too. Oh, that's dirty. I got another one real quick. Big Belly Todd. Big Belly Todd said, a girl tricked me like you was talking about yesterday, No Limit. She tricked me into thinking that the baby was mine, but it was really the dude around the corner.
Eric Berry said, years ago, an ex told her he needed her opinion on his new business venture. His words exactly: your opinion matters to me. So he wanted her to watch a video to get feedback. It was a 5-link video. She was mad. Never responded to his emails or phone calls after that.
You better get this pyramid scheme.
My wife commented and said, "I tricked her into pregnancy." Thanks.
Burby, you tricked into practice? I believe
actually,
that.
She tricked me because she was the one that told me April Fool's. And come to find out, it was true.
Okay. So, but somebody had to trick somebody to make it happen.
Three times? Both y'all dumb.
No, just the first time.
Both y'all stupid.
Right. Don't worry, I've been there before.
It's her fault.
It's always
six times,
fault.
You dumb too.
I was. All six times, I was. You right.
We know how Larry is.
I push down, they push up.
Okay, thanks. And how do you leave response?
Exactly. Join the conversation on our Instagram page. At Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit, at I Am Burpee. All right, play the commercials.
Nope, get out of there, Larry.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
Telling that's how I go, big dog. All right, man, you can tap in on the Madhouse question of the day each and every morning at right around 6:05. Or you can just hit the hashtag MHQOTD. Charlotte's plug is Pi.8.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.